Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855. 660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. And I know you're thinking, you're looking at going, well, it's 4 degrees. I don't want to think about the garden. Well, 4 degrees. Let's say this is the best time to be thinking about the garden so you can be ready for spring of 2022, make it the best garden season you've had to date. And you do that by planning ahead and getting ready versus just winging it. It's one thing to say it, but it's one thing to do it. It's the other to do it, excuse me. And we want to make sure we are thinking ahead and getting things ready, planned out, you know, thinking about different plants we can plant, thinking about what we can add to the garden, what we can add to, your different areas. And that's kind of what I think about this time of year, is what to grow in the garden. And, thinking about adding something. You know, I say it's a little different, but it's become more common. But adding something to the garden with a little bit of color to it, like a Japanese maple. We thought about putting that Japanese maple into the garden, saying, what kind should I use? There's so many different types. Well, one that can be spectacular and grow, get some height and width and give you full coverage during the season would be a Crimson Queen Japanese maple. Now that Crimson Queen mature size is between 8 and 10 feet tall and 10 and 12 feet wide. But remember, plants can't read books, so they might get bigger or they might stay smaller. Just because it's in a book means that that's what somebody has seen at some point doesn't necessarily mean that's where it's going to stop. Anyways, so it gets 8 to 10 feet tall, 10 to 12 feet wide. It takes full sun, but in my opinion, does better with a little bit of shade. Why would it do that? Well, it allows it to grow and not burn out or dry out as easily. So maybe it's getting some late afternoon shade versus all day sun. So that way it can help keep it stronger, keep it in the darker red color, because it is a dark red crimson color, hence the name Crimson Queen. Now the pH level, slightly acidic, so we're not talking, 4, 4.5. We're talking, 5.5 to 6, keeping it close to the neutral range. So it does have a normal pH level to it. Its hardiness is in zones 5 to 9. So our area in New England, is definitely there for it. Now, what are some of the, you know, attributes to it? Well, that crimson color to the foliage is beautiful. I have always said, and I always do, use plants with foliage color as an accent, as a flower, because we all know that flowers on plants don't last all season. But there's ways to make it so they last all season by using the foliage, and that's the specific with a crimson queen because of that color. Now, watering, right? This is a shrub that once established can actually become drought tolerant. So at the beginning, though, that's where you might actually have to water up to 4 times a week, you know, based on the season, if it's a really dry season. But once it gets established, it can just go crazy for you and look great. One thing I like to do with it is always underneath the canopy. A lot of times there is some different growth in there that, you know, you consider dead growth. It almost has a different color to the branching. So when you're starting to see it, it's almost got like a light gray color to it. Those sometimes can be easily broken off, but they should be pruned in order for the best stimulation of regrowth to happen. But it is something that does need to happen year after year, season after season, is the cleaning up of underneath, so it can allow the plant to focus on the rest of the plant. If you must do some heavy pruning, something so it's not, you know, too overgrown, but do realize it wants to get 8 to 10 feet tall, you want to prune in late fall or midwinter. It's not going to hurt it in midwinter. Sometimes when you are pruning in the summer months or, you know, late spring, the heat can affect the plant and have the opposite effect of what you're looking for. So pruning is something that should be done late fall, midwinter. Now, this is also something where you can take tons of different cuttings off of it because it is producing nice shoots all around. So you can take 8 to 12 inch sections and plant them in a rooting soil with rooting hormone. And, start growing some other ones to go on there. They don't always, you know, get that full growth to it like others, but they are pretty cool to use. So, again, we're talking about the Crimson Queen Japanese Maple. One of my favorite maples of the group. I do also like the Green Upright Maple. I would think a combination of this crimson color and the light green off of each other, having something tall, something shorter, or just tall versus small, this might be the way to go. So it's definitely, you know, a great plant to add as a showpiece in your garden. But if you can give it a little bit of shade, I find that most Japanese maples are stronger and better for you because they're not drying out, they're not burning as easily. So, just some things to think about. But this is the Crimson Queen Japanese Maple. It doesn't have a lot of, you know, insects or disease problems. So, once you've really established it, it's an easier plant to take care of because you're not doing a lot. So, a nice addition, and you know, you can get them out there. They can be expensive, but taken care of, they can add value to the landscape for you and really accent the garden. Now, if you have some questions for us on this or anything else to do with the garden, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got about an hour and 45 minutes left in the show, so we got plenty of time to answer your questions. It's a cold morning, so it's a good morning to stay indoors, not have to go outside if you don't have to, because, man, 4 degrees is too cold for me. And I know there's tons of ice out there. And like I was saying this morning, I had to hit my driveway, I think it was 3 separate times, just to try and crack some of that ice that's there. So maybe you're on your 3rd attempt today to try and get it. But if you're not going to do it, that's fine too, because we're looking at some warmer temperatures. Maybe it'll make it a little bit easier on you and on your back to get it taken care of, because I'll tell you, it is backbreaking work. I spent a number of hours out there the past day or so, and man, whew, rough. Anyways, again, if you have some questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we got plenty of time for you to give us a call, and we can answer those questions for you. The number again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, another plant to think about growing this year that will take a little bit if you're starting with small plants to get fully what you're looking for, but is totally worth it in the end. That's the peony. You've probably heard me talk about the peony last year or the year before multiple times because I had one growing at my old house that never flowered. And it finally flowered about 2 weeks before we moved out of the house. I was one of those guys. I was like, I planted the whole garden bed here. I'll leave it for the future homeowners, and they can enjoy it for years to come. Well, that's why you never drive by your old house, because they ripped out every single plant, and I could have taken it with me, but I digress. Anyways, I want you to be successful with the peonies. Now, the Chinese peony is your common garden peony. That's the one that you will see the most out there, right? Size-wise, 2 to 3 feet high, 2 to 3 feet wide, so about the same all the way around. Full sun to partial shade. Now, I find that you need more sun on this plant to get it to flower and do what you're looking for. More sun, the better on it. But that partial shade is to give it a little bit of a break from the hot beating sun to allow you to have a stronger plant. Now, these varieties come in multiple colors, pink, red, white, to name a few. They're zone hardy in zones 3 to 8. So 3 to 8, which means you're going to be able to get them in parts of Maine, parts of northern New Hampshire, Vermont, etc. So it's not just one for here in the lower part of New England, right? So this is one all over. Now, here's the thing about peonies, and this is why, I said it's going to take a little bit of time. it can actually take up to 3 years. 3 years for it to bloom. Why is that? It needs to establish, it needs to get its bearings, it needs to build around the area. So that's one of the main reasons, right? So we look at that. Now, when it comes to soil type, we want sandy, loamy type soil. We don't want a clay-filled soil. We want to have a nice, sandy, well-drained soil. As far as pH, we're looking at a little bit closer to alkaline, a little more alkaline, 6.5 to 7. So most of our areas in New England are going to be acidic, like a 5.5, 5.6, close to 6. So we're looking to raise it. So we are looking for something like a lime to add to the soil in that area, right? Watering. They do not require tons of water. They're not ones that need to sit in water, etc. But their needs for them are in the spring and the fall, not during the heavy heat of the season. So that's a good thing for us. Peonies do actually prefer cooler climates. So they like that winter dormancy. They like to have the time frame of having a dormant period. Fertilizer-wise, don't need a lot. More of a low nitrogen, so that's something. You know, pests, those types of things, not a lot to them. They might have some botrytis, which is more of a fungus. You might also notice that ants are crawling on your peonies. That's a good thing. That means it's going to flower and it's doing its thing. So these are some things about the common peony or the Chinese peony. Just some great things to be thinking about for spring and what we can be planting in our garden. Now, if you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The attorneys general of 13 states, as well as Washington, D.C., now backing a Mexican lawsuit accusing American gun makers of helping get weapons into the hands of criminals. The Mexican government arguing that the companies, including brands like Colt, Glock, and Smith & Wesson, use reckless gun dealers and illegal sales practices that the cartels rely on, and it argues that the companies are aware, but they do nothing about it. Amid skyrocketing murder rates south of the border in the United States, the Democratic attorneys general of states including California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and New York have filed a brief against the defendant's motion to have the case dismissed. A dark milestone reached as more than 900,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University, and this is USA Radio News. A new bill in Congress would establish a federal alert system in active shooter situations. Over 300 active shooter incidents have claimed lives of over 2,800 people between 2000 and 2019.
A man who shot and killed four people at a Tennessee Waffle House in 2018, previously found guilty of numerous charges for that, learns his sentencing fate yesterday.
We, the jury, unanimously agree that the defendant shall be sentenced to imprisonment for life without possibility of parole.
Travis Rankin sentenced after using an assault rifle in the April 2018 incident to kill two people outside a Nashville area restaurant before going inside and killing two more. One customer managed to wrestle the gun from his hands and stop the shooting. Rankin had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, but the jury didn't buy it. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it is mighty cold out there. So hopefully you're inside enjoying the warmth of the house because it is frigid. Tried to take the dog out in between breaks, and I swear she looked back at me like, I'm not doing it, and just didn't go. It's one of those days where we're all just better off staying inside. But the temperatures look like they're going to warm up later on this week, so that's a bonus for us. We can maybe get outside and not have to be completely dressed like Ralphie in A Christmas Story. So let's hope that's the case because this cold weather just it needs to end. I'm ready for spring. I'm ready to think spring and what we're doing. So we'll talk about some different things to use and do here. So definitely. You know, if you haven't already, we've talked about a couple different plants to grow outside. Why not grow some plants inside and enjoy them now in the warm weather indoors? When I say the warm weather, I mean indoors. Now, something that has become very popular in the houseplant land, if you will, has been the string of, like there was always the string of pearls, right? Now, there are tons of different strings of plants. For example, string of pearls is the main one. They got string of hearts, string of turtles, my favorite, string of dolphins, string of spades, string of buttons, string of anything you can think of. I mean, they are all over the place, and they're not all just like succulent types. But, you know, the string of, let's talk about string of turtles. You know, I like turtles. There's some different things out there, but this here can actually, you know, it's best as a, like a hanging basket, because you want to see it hang down. And it can get about 3 to 4 feet wide and long. And it is a semi-succulent. So, you know, most succulents are completely throughout more herbaceous. This one would almost is in between because it is kind of like a vine at the same time, right? Its hardiness zone is a 10 to 12, so can't survive outside unless it's during the summer. In our area, it's more native to like Brazil, those areas, right? So what does it need? What does it need? It needs bright, indirect light. So not in, you know, the south-facing window where it's going to get all the sun, but you're looking a little bit of the indirect light so it doesn't burn it. We want to make sure that too much sun can burn it and cause the leaves to turn a different color and actually affect it long-term. At the same time, too little light will fail to produce new growth. So we want it to become big, etc. So that is something to think about. So it's kind of that finding that happy medium, that indirect sunlight where it's not going to get that full sunlight, but it's going to get some a little bit of shade. A lot of people, you know, being a vine, we want to make sure that the light does reach the top of the plant. You know, a lot of people put them on like high shelves where there's not a lot of light to try and get them to grow down, but these will stop producing new growth if they don't get the sun. So it's not like a pothos where it just takes a lot of shade. This one needs the sun, but not too much. Watering wise. So it is like a succulent in that fact. So it's not something that we're watering all the time. We want to make sure it dries out in between. Now with succulents, they hold the water for a longer period of time. So this is a semi-succulent. So you might be saying, well, maybe I'll just water a little bit more. No, we want to kind of almost create, think of it as a succulent. So don't water it as much. Let it dry out in between waterings. Overwatering can really affect it. Okay. It's basically we're looking for the top couple inches of soil to be completely dried out. Then we water it again. Okay. Far as fertilizers, don't need a lot to it. You're looking for like a houseplant fertilizer. There's a number of them out there. But maybe every other week during the winter, not even, but during the growing seasons. We consider the growing seasons, spring and summer, and maybe early fall, but not late fall. Now, do these need to get pruned? Not really. They kind of just stay and let them go. Do their thing. Mother Nature kind of gets it for us. But these are meant to droop over. These aren't meant to, you know, be really pruned back and stay thick. You'll get the idea if you see it. You know, Google a picture of the string of turtles. I just like it. I like the name. But there are so many string of, like if you look at string of dolphins, it's more a succulent. This isn't just a straight... this isn't like a semi-succulent. You look at it, you can tell it's a little bit different. But when it is hanging down, the leaf structure that comes out honestly looks like a dolphin. It's the coolest little thing. So take a look at some of these different ones because it's not just the old string of pearls any longer. There are so many styles out there. And I'll tell you, if you look at the string of dolphins and you look at it, you're gonna laugh and you're gonna say, "I remember when he talked about that." It is pretty interesting. Anyways, now if you have some questions on this or anything else, give us a call 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, with all the snow and ice that we've been having in these areas, you might have run out of ice melt. But don't worry, Natural Alternative still has ice melt in stock. And if you order, you know, by 1 o'clock tomorrow, you might see it by the end of the week. And by might, in our area, you'll definitely see it. Unless another storm pops out of nowhere, but there's no storm on the horizon that I see. But I would suggest if you've run out of ice melt, ordering it. Easy to store. It's in a nice container. So if you don't use it, you're ready for next year. But I'll tell you, I just ran out. I'm going to order some more because I want to be ahead and make sure that if something does happen, I have it. And especially after this last icy storm, I used a lot of it to try and break up this thick layer of ice that was on top. And I'll tell you, my driveway, you can actually see the driveway, whereas all my neighbors are still covered in snow. So definitely use it. I use their straight ice melt versus the CMA ice melt. I use that straight ice melt because I got a puppy, and this is safer for dogs, pets, safer for your plants, your lawn, those types of things. But if you need to use a product on an area where it's only 30 days after installing a concrete patio, the CMA is the way to go. That way you're not damaging the patio that you've put down. See, this is the thing. They say 30 days, but if you were to put your regular ice melt down, you need concrete to be cured for a year. So this could be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120. You know, we could get all the way up to about 360, right? So this would be one. If you put a patio in during this past year, you might want to look at using the CMA versus the regular ice melt to protect the concrete from being damaged long term. So that's why they have the two. Obviously, it's not as safe for your pets because it is a chemical. It's a chloride, right? Without chloride, excuse me. It's a type of magnesium, I believe. I can't remember off the top of my head here. But the idea is this product is used for those areas where new concrete is put down. Maybe it's a driveway, maybe it's a walkway, maybe it is a patio. But you just need to think about what you're putting down over that. Because you probably spent a good amount of money putting it in. You don't want to ruin it. So that's when you will go to the CMA. But for pretty much everything else, you'll use the regular ice melt. Again, I was saying earlier today, I used the regular ice melt on my property. And I used it multiple times to break down the ice. And I am personally not worried that when I cleaned the driveway and threw it to the sides where my lawn is, where there's a couple rhododendrons that are fully established, I'm not worried about those areas. Because it is safer for those areas and it's not going to affect them long term. Will I still clean up around them in the spring? Yeah. Will I be trying to fix the areas? Probably anyways, because that I'm trying to fix the areas. But if I wasn't going to fix those areas, I probably wouldn't do anything and just let it go. So I didn't have to worry about trying to get the remnants of this ice melt only into areas where there wasn't lawn or garden or whatever. So that the ice melt is perfect for it. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Eric is in Illinois.
Eric, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I think I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I used to be a maintenance man in California, and yep. One of our tenants in the building, she had a potted plant, was way up by the drapery rods, and she used to water it rather than risk spilling water on her draperies. She just stick an ice cube up there every so often, and that thing did good.
Definitely. That is a great way to water your plants in a slow fashion, because that's the idea, is slowly water your plants, not, you know, push water and let it run through. We're looking for it to sit in there. So that is a great, great way to water.
But, you know, it's warm up there at the top of that room where the drapery rod was.
Yep. And it can slowly absorb it, and it melts it at a way where it's not going to just go through and ruin everything. But ice cubes are a great way for, like, a succulent as well to water. Again, the succulents don't like tons of water, And so slowly seeping through, that is a great way to do it.
I think she was from Canada, that woman.
Yep. That makes sense. Us Canadians are pretty smart people.
All right. All right, I'll run away now. So thank you.
All right, Eric. You have a good one. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to head to a break here when we get back. Maybe more of your questions. Do everything we can to help you out. So stay tuned for that. But here's the number again, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. Can you tell me, can Carrie Pitts be planted?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Cherry pits.
Cherry pits?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, they definitely can be, but they do take some time for them to really get going. You know, it's not something that is always the easiest thing to come from, right? So it, depending upon the variety, I mean, they are from seed, but they take some time. How do you do it, right? That's the question. What do you do? Some people will put them directly into the garden. And, you know, skipping like the whole process of cooling them down, putting them in a refrigerator, those types of things, you know, doing that natural, going through the artificial stratification process. And they'll just let them sit and go through the winter to get that cold period, because that's what we're looking to do. They have to go through that cold period in order to germinate in the spring. So some people will create it as, you know, the pit, putting it in a paper towel, getting a paper towel, getting it wet, damp, put the pits on the paper towel. I'm thinking of just regular seeds. With the pits, we want them to dry out and get cleaned off from everything on there. So that's why where the water will come in. We'll put them in water, warm water, to just clean them up. Then we'll put them on a paper towel to let them dry. So there's no, like, fruit clinging to it or any of, like, that excess sitting on it. So that's when you'd put it on the paper towel to let it dry. From there, you can put it in –
like a plastic bag, a plastic container, with no soil, nothing needed, and put them in there. Make sure that lid does not open. So that's why, you know, you want that heavy Ziploc bag or a plastic container. And you want to store it in the refrigerator for 10 weeks. So, you know, we're looking, like, if you were to have them right now, 10 weeks from now, it looks like the middle of May. Right? So, I believe, right? Yep, about middle of May at this point. So then you'll be able to put them outside. You have made it have this cold stratification period so that it should start to germinate this spring and move from there. A lot of people, what they will do is they will take them out of the fridge, let them sit, and get to that room temperature so that it's not like cold or freezing, etc. Then you can put 2, 3, sometimes 4 of the pits in a small container to get them started indoors. You know, they, like I said earlier, some people will just throw them in the garden, let the cold weather take care of them over the winter, and then have them grow in the spring. But some will bring them in, will do this indoors.
That's what I want.
Yep. So we're going to put 2, 3, maybe 4 of these pits in a small container. Once they get about 2, 3, 4 inches tall, you're going to end up thinning them out a little bit. You're going to find that one of them's a weaker plant. You want the stronger plant. And those are ones that are going to be, when you pull at them a little bit, will have a stronger hold on the root system. Okay? At that point, once you've thinned it out, you're going to put them in a sunny area until the danger of frost has passed. So usually in this area where I am, May 15th to May 20th is the last frost date. So you'd have to kind of look where you are in New Hampshire. Once that has happened, then you can put them outside, and usually you want to put them about 20 feet apart. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you have some more questions, hang tight with me during the break, because I'm going to hit it right now, and we can be back in a few. Phone number 855-660-4261. Missed it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.